This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Welcome, thank you. Actually, today I've got a temperature gun in my right hand. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone. Thanks for joining me. Yes, a temperature gun, folks. You can all buy them. They're not a sponsor of the show, but I do know that they do own quite a few of these temperature guns in their stores. And their stores there's quite a few of these stores around, and we're coast to coast, and so are they. Harbor Freight. I know. You're saying, oh, that's cheap stuff. Well, the temperature guns do work, and that's what means everything to me. I want something that works correctly, and I want something that, in my world, auto world, what you're listening to, it's my whole entire world. This is all I do. Auto world. Interactive and informative and all things automotive right here. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate that. That's right. A temperature gun, not only can you use it to point to have fun with it, of course, it's a little laser light that shoots out and tells you the temperature where that little red dot's sitting on. It tells you, you know, how hot it is. And helps you with not only your car, but, you know, I find that it's helping, teach my grandchildren temperatures in your body mean everything to you. And when they see a digital number and they can point at their hand and see that they're 122 degrees, they know they're sick and they're not feeling good. As I am right now in the Greasy Garage Studio right here, live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza, where in fact the temperature on my silver microphone right now using that temperature gun, they're like $19.99, by the way. That's a product we're going to be putting on our website, autoworldmedia.com. Okay, the microphone's 120 degrees. That's a lot of hot air coming in. Okay. Hey, today, here on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun, not only with you, but with everyone. Coast to coast we are and across the pond. Thanks to you folks listening and building up the Sweden-Denmark area. Why not? I appreciate all of you tuning in over there, too, on GCNlive.com. Wouldn't it be awesome, I think, to be on a radio station over in the Sweden area? We were just recently over and got a lot of new great friends. And they have cars over there, too. In fact, a lot of Teslas over there, besides a lot of it's all electric. And there's electric charge points and charge sticks all over the place. More so than I didn't see very few gas stations. Those things are changing, aren't they? Okay, today on Auto World, we're going to get to that, talking about fuels and electric, gas, diesel, propane, hydrogen. I've got air for you this week on Auto World. That's right, air. And you're going to learn maybe how this, we'll get to that in a little bit. Also today on Auto World, a new plant approved. Or not approved for $5 billion. And I'm going to have some fun with you today on Auto World about your speeding tickets. I want to hear your stories about your speeding tickets today on Auto World. That means that how fast were you caught and you did or did not get a speeding ticket? Were you 20 miles over the speed limit? Were you 30 miles over the speed limit? Were you 130 over the speed limit? It doesn't matter. Change your name. Let us all know your story of what the officer might have said to you at the time that they pulled you over. Remember the days when they used to come to the driver's window and now they're going over the passenger window? It's all because of safety, as you know. But I have for you a gentleman that did get caught speeding. He did get a speeding ticket, and the cost of that speeding ticket was $6,470 for every single mile that he was over the speed limit, folks. That's coming to you right here on Auto World today. I want to look forward to your calls. I look forward to your emails as always. Phone number, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And that is a number we've had since 1992. We're not going anywhere. Neither is the number. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. That's one word. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. You can follow me, friend me on Facebook. If we get an empty slot, we'll get you in there. Appreciate it. That address is my name, Mark Evans. Coast to coast we are. Worldwide we are because of the web. Absolutely. We're on a lot of talk radio apps, and it's good to be here for you to help you. I've been around 47-plus years, folks, under the hoods, in the hoods, literally hoods on top of my hood, on top of my noggin. 47 plus years, certified master technician. That's a lot of big mechanic largen jargon words, what I'm talking about here. If you throw all the certificates away that's on my, okay, they're in my closet, framed. I've got a few on the wall, but I don't ever push it. I don't ever show that to clients, customers, friends, relatives. It doesn't matter. What matters is that I understand their communication to me and that we talk back and forth. And, isn't it the truth that we all tend to try to maybe over-talk our way into letting someone know what you might know? Well, when it comes to automotive repair, when you go in and talk to them, they need to know what's wrong with your car. That's why you're taking it there. So the diagnostic time, it takes some time to basically talk to your vehicle. And how do they do it today? Not like how I was taught back in the day, to use my ears to listen, my eyes to look, my sniffer, my nose to smell, my hands to fill those rubber hoses. Today we just plug in the OBD2 thingamajigger called the scan tool that you probably already own. You already have one. You purchased one. It's probably plugged into your OBD2 connector right now. Oh, I see you in the back row nodding your head yes. Good. But remember, you have stage 1, 2, and 3 in that little computer that's inside there and underneath your glove box area in some cars. Anyway, you have a computer, and it manages all these electronically controlled components. So you're wanting me to say you're driving an electric car? Yes, you are. Take away the 12-volt battery. It's got fluid in it, doesn't it? Unless you have an Optima. Optima is a battery to buy for your gas ICE engine, internal combustion engine, or if your diesel's got a couple batteries, buy the Optima. It's a dry cell battery, no liquid. But what I'm saying is if we take away the electricity, all of your gas-operated, diesel-operated, propane-operated, hydrogen-operated, they're all operated on electricity. So let's make sure the corrosion and the electrical connections are tight on those automobiles. And you folks has got the EVs and electric cars. Absolutely. But I got to tell you something. It's coming back. And what's coming back is the feel with your right and left hand. You got to feel your car. And that's not your steering wheel, by the way. You feel that when you're driving down the road. And it's hot now. So, again, all your steering wheels are turning to jello, aren't they? They are, because you're parking them out in the sun. You didn't put up your 22 cent, well, it's probably $22 now, the cardboard, according looking, space cadet windshield shade. I don't care. Just get something up there, a towel. Because in this kind of heat coming through the windshield, it turns the steering wheel into jelly. And the folks down in Arizona listening, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Maricopa, etc., Sun City, Glendale, absolutely, huh? You know your steering wheel turns to jello. How in the world do the solder points in your computer not melt? They do. They do. By the way, I was in the General Motor facility down there in Notellum Creek in that area where they put your car, folks. That's where they test their automobiles in Arizona because it's hot. But they put them in an oven and they cook the living daylights out of that car before they give it to you. Well, it goes to the manufacturer. It goes to the dealer, and then you buy it from the dealer. But they cook the living daylights out of it to see if those solder points will start melting at 222 degrees. That's three twos. And they crank it up even hotter to make sure in that bake oven, easy bake oven they have for your motor and your engine and your computer, your electrical parts, your mass airflow sensor, TPMS sensor, it goes on, barometer sensor. Huh? It has to measure the barometer pressure coming into your air intake. You don't want to dynamite that composite plastic air intake, do you? So there's sensors everywhere. They bake them. They cook them to death to see if the solder points that they've engineered and designed will not melt so it still operates correctly. That's how technical they get into the word hot, H-O-T, heat. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, we got that car that's running on air. Hot air, that is. Woo! Well, right now it's hot. Thanks for joining me. By the way, the robotic tow truck, watch out for it. It's coming your way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yeah, 102. 102 octane is what you need for your car, of course, if you've got a hot rod. And when I say a hot rod, that means a high-performance machine that, when it gets down to it, folks, even your new car that you have today that have four valves per cylinder, sometimes it might not say use premium gas only on the fill or lid there or on your fuel tank gas cap. Look on the back of the flap. You'll see it, premium fuel only. Some of them just say it right on the dash where your fuel gauge is. I tell you this, that in fact, even if it does not state you need premium 102 octane, which we'll never be able to get that unless you head to the airport, and you don't want to burn 102, you'll blow that baby up. It'll get too hot. But that 92 number, you are what you eat. Your car is too. You'll get better performance, better gas mileage, and you will never come into the greasy garage shop for me to pull the heads off and do a valve job. No carbon fuel injectors will never be needing to be replaced. And if you're saying to yourself, I've been running this ethanol octane that's about 80, 82 or whatever, Mark, it's low. Have I destroyed my engine? No, you have not. But remember one thing. You do need every 3 months one bottle. It's a vitamin for your engine. A vitamin. It's called STP, Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. One bottle treats 28 gallons. So don't overdose it. But it does kick butt and get the carbon off the tips of those fuel injectors. That it has to spray the fuel out of a hole that's smaller than the hair on our head. Hang on, let me see if I can find one on my head. There's one. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, now I don't have any hair left anyway. Okay, now, your engine also needs air, doesn't it? That's right. Well, guess what? It's coming. It's here. It's knocking at the door. Oh, yeah. That's a knock on the microphone. Anyway, the planet, folks, unlimited supply of what? Air? It's all around us, wherever you go. Air. Clean, dirty, whatever you want to call it, but it is air. It's a technology that can harvest electrical from air using nearly in a material that could be, well, a revolutionary in many industries, including automotive air. You could be driving an air-powered car in the future, folks. That's right, air generator device. It's called AirGen. It produces clean energy by extracting it from air humidity. Scientists from the University of Massachusetts recently published the results of an AirGen study in Advanced Materials as detailed by the Washington Post. It's here today. A previously studied, publicized 3 years ago, actually showed that the energy could be sourced from air using bacteria in the air. A new study published in 2023 shows that the AirGen device can use nearly any type of material, such as silicone or wood. The teeny device, which is the size of a thumbnail and thinner, that strand of the hair, the strand of the hair that I've been talking about, it's the size of that and your thumbnail. It works at a molecule level by smashing the material into a small particle. Then it remakes it with a microscopic pore. Each one of these devices has teeny holes that are smaller than 100 nanometers in diameter. This is less than the thousandths of the width of a strand of a hair, folks. After drawing water from the air humidity, the water passes through these holes. This results in a charge imbalance in the upper and lower parts of the AirGen, which essentially creates a continuous running battery. These are true words. This is not mechanical jargon. These are true words. That's working. It's providing a clean energy source. Now, there's another benefit of this AirGen device. You can use it anywhere. See, a gas-powered vehicle with an internal combustion engine, we all have to fill up a tank at a fuel station, don't we? EVs also have to back up and plug into the charge station, charge stick. You know, range anxiety. How far can I go? A fully developed air-powered car won't face these issues, folks. Air everywhere. Don't have to worry about it anymore. Will it exhale air? If it inhales air, it does. And it cleans the air as it goes. The AirGen device, air-powered car, is free with no limitations at all. Are we going to run out of air? Could this be a part of a device that could clean up the atmosphere that we live in today? Stay tuned for more, but the device is out. And by using humidity in the air, it spins the device, causing movement. And that's what I picked in my life, is to make a living in transportation. Moving down the road, moving in the driveway, just moving. Now it's time for our trivia right here on Auto World. It's convertible trivia this week here on Auto World. Why? Well, it's hot out. Get the top down. This is the best-selling car, the best-selling two-seat convertible sports car in history. It was back in in 2016. In 2016, this car, its production exceeded 1 million. Can you name that car? Yep, this is the best-selling two-seat convertible sports car in history. In 2016, its production exceeded 1 million. It was the Mazda MX-5 Miata. The Mazda MX-5 Miata is a true icon of our time, as you know. It was introduced in 1989, and it's still in production today. It has a front mid-engine rear-wheel drive layout, and it's widely noted for its small, light, complex design. I have one. It's like driving a go-kart on steroids. Fun. It is fun to take the top down and just let the air go through your ears and hair. The noise. Oh, it's awesome. I appreciate you being here. I look forward to your emails every week. We're going to go into the email bag here in a little bit, as soon as Eddie the Engine does the horn. But right now, the email address is AutoWorldRadio, one word, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, 855-660-4261 is our phone number. Look forward to your calls every week. And again, the email's good throughout the week as we are live right now, but keep the emails coming in. We will always take care of you there. Consult for no cost, folks. If you ever have a question concerning the bill price, what are they doing? Why is that true? What I really do? Do I really need that done? Had a simple question here a couple weeks ago about, do I really need a radiator? Can you get it fixed? Again, no, you can't fix these radiators today on these new cars. They're aluminum core with plastic tanks. You have to throw them away and move on. And that's sorry, but that's the way it is. So things have changed, folks. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, robotic tow truck and a speed limit issued fine. Oh, no. $6,470 a mile.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. An excessive heat warning for the southwestern United States has been extended through Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says the heat dome that's broiling the desert southwest will expand over the central part of the country this week. In Phoenix, where another daily heat record of 118 degrees was set on Saturday, a crew from CBS 5 News rode along with the fire department as they helped people exposed to the heat.
You know it's hot out here, and sometimes when you're walking out in this heat, the sun can get to you.
That's leading to an increase in burn cases in the ER. Three suitcases containing human remains were pulled from the ocean in Delray Beach, Florida, late Friday afternoon. Officers were called to the scene along the intercoastal waterway and a report that a suspicious suitcase had been found and discovered two more a short time later. Investigators say the remains in all three cases are those of a woman who has yet to be identified. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. We love you and in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. What we'll do near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
What's the name of your car? What's the name on your truck? Do you ever name your Auto World vehicle? You can. Chitty chitty bang it. Yeah, right there. It's better. You know, your car talks to you. Your car knows who you are. You better put a name on that vehicle. Make that car happy. Why? Well, let's get right to it. Have you ever had your car or vehicle towed away? Oops. I parked in the wrong spot, Mark. Well, see, you got to be careful there. The episodes of, you know, Jerry Seinfeld's episodes of when George says, oh, just park, you know, Kramer says, just park the car there at the fire hydrant. It's closer. It's right by the front door. And, of course, they had fun with that. These episodes where they parked the car in the wrong spot. Well, today, folks, be careful because there's a robotic tow truck out there that will come and lift your vehicle away if you park illegally. That's right. It's here today. Having your car, towed away is no fun. Where does it go? Who do you even call? You know where it's at. It's in the impound yard. Which one? Where at? How much is it going to cost you? It's like, oh, I just ran in for half a second to pick up or, you know, grab my donut or whatever. Don't park illegally. And, again, well, Ford has applied for a patent that would allow future vehicles out there in the future, as soon as they get the patent, to be able to be repossessed with no human being involved. Not only do you park by a fire hydrant in an illegal spot, a robotic tow truck comes and gets you. Now, if you're wondering what they look like, head over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans, the address. We also have Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll see what this robotic tow truck really looks like. Nobody's involved. There's no human. It just comes right up, picks up the front if it's a front-wheel drive, takes off, and drives away robotically with this car that you own or used to own. Yeah. It's manufactured by the French towing vehicle company, Multitrac. It uses a robotic dolly vehicle that basically designed physically to lift and remove your vehicle in an illegally parked area. Or can you imagine the repossessions that are taking place? I've heard stories. I've actually had to. I actually got to witness someone getting their car repoed, and I was wondering what was going on as I was looking out the restaurant window. Well, they can holler and scream all they want at a robotic tow truck because it does not talk back to you or to the person getting their car repoed. Robotic tow truck. Wow. Driving down the freeway, you might even see one going at 75 miles an hour, and there's no one steering that thing, and it's got your car on the back, and you're thinking, well, hey, they're getting good gas mileage. No, they just lost their vehicle, and it's heading to the impound yard, so be careful out there. Meaning, talking about going down the freeway. Okay, it's your turn. Speeding tickets. I'd like to hear your stories of your speeding ticket that you just got, or the speeding ticket you got 22 years ago that cost you $18. Did you ever just say, ah, officer, I'm going to go, I'm going to fight this, I'm not guilty, I'm innocent, I'm going to go fight it, and the officer didn't show up in court, and you got off anyway. Okay, so, with that, this gentleman did not get off, he had to pay the price. Yep, speeding tickets. Well, this businessman, he's a suspect of getting a speeding ticket. I'm probably going to butcher his name here. Wickloof. He got a recent citation, folks. Staggering fines. Why'd he get a speeding ticket? Well, this is over in Finland. Finland fines drivers for the amount of their taillight or their speeding ticket or whatever they pull you over for that fine. It's based upon your income. Wickloaf, he got pulled over. And he got a speeding ticket. Yep. He was traveling 51 miles per hour in a 31-mile-an-hour zone. 20-mile-an-hour over, looks like. He claimed he was slowing down, but not before the police caught him, pulled him over for speeding. He really regrets it, the matter now, of course, because it's over in Finland. The ticket's based upon your income. He is a very wealthy person. They look up your income and they say, you owe us this amount of money. Well, he was going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, which results in nearly $130,000 for that speeding ticket because of the Finland charges speedsters in accordance with their personal income. Now, Wickloof is among the country's wealthiest citizens there, and they made out like a bandit. He didn't, but they did. That's over in Finland. $129,400 would have cost him for going 20 miles an hour over. So, again, just give yourself a hug right now. Don't you feel good that you're living here in the United States and not in Finland? Slow it up. Remember, school's out right now, but coming into our life, as school's going to be back on again, and it's not quite yet. I always do a little reminder here on Auto World, but remember, speeding tickets, $129,400. Can you imagine walking into your bank and saying, I need a loan for $129,400, and they're like, oh my gosh, are you buying a second home? And the bank, you say, no, I'm just buying a speeding ticket. Ouch. That's not good. Facebook, address Mark Evans. Thanks for following me there, messaging me there on Facebook. Instagram is Auto World Media. And that's just like our website coming soon. AutoWorldMedia.com is there. But we're changing things up, adding a lot of new things. Like I said, I'm going to promise you products there that you'll be able to see. And we're going to be doing a package program, folks, that there's going to be three of them available, and there's going to be a few items in that package that you'll be able to purchase. And what this means is that I'm putting in the best products I've used over 47 years, and you're going to get them at a huge discount, and that I want to make sure that your car, your truck is going to be the best and get better fuel economy, along with even a detail type style package. So I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough that McGuire's has set me in and trained me and taught me through chemistry labs what happens, what product works, what product does not work for your car paint. Also, I've been involved in not only, you know, I've been to General Motors folks on their i6 engine back in the day before they put it in your Chevy Trailblazer. I was one of them that in a lab that had to remove every single piece in their laboratory, tear that engine down and put it all back together as they timed me. So, and that's just part of how easy is it and how they learned how to design engines to make it easier for the mechanic or the technician to work and get your vehicle correct. So, again, all vehicles do, internal combustion engine vehicles, diesel engines. We all have a lot of parts there to replace. They do not last a lifetime. So remember that. They just will not, period. So, let's first, right now, it's time to do a Auto World salute to Rivian. Why? Rivian. Electric Rivians, as you know. Yes, a brand new plant. Did they get approved by the Georgia court? They did. They got approved. The development of Rivian's new plant in Georgia can move forward after the company and its partners in Georgia's Department of Economical Development, GDED, succeeded in beating back a challenge from the disgruntled residents in Georgia. Three rural counties there, excuse me. They said they're going to do it, and that means that, in fact, Rivian, folks, is going to be building a plant to build their vehicles. Quite a few models there in Georgia, and that means, it's time to go in the email bag. But can you say $1.5 billion, a total of $5.5 billion in Georgia? Rivian, in the United States of America, yes. Okay, Eddie, the engine just blew the horn on the email bag. Let's do it. Oh, we got to go to the email bag right after the break. We're going to do that, plus much, much more, right here in Auto World's Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
That's what we're doing today here in Auto World. We're dropping the top. A lot of convertible trivia coming your way. More next hour. Ooh, it's time. I forgot. It's time to get into that email bag. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer, sitting to the left of me right here. Throw me the bag. No. Oh! All right. I got it. Let's find in there and get us an email. See if I can get a good one here. Everyone gets a gift. Okay, there's one. Okay, got it. We got one. Sorry about wrinkling all those up, Eddie the Engine. You emailed them. You ironed them out last time. Now you got to do it again. Okay, we got an email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, folks. autoworldradio@yahoo.com is good not only right now as we are live from Boise, Idaho, but all through the week. So keep the emails coming in and try to stump the chump. That's what we call the email bag. Stump the chump. And I'm the chump. This email here says, "Hi, Mark. We enjoy your show every week." Thank you. Appreciate that. Have an air conditioning question for you. Air conditioning is working fine, blowing cool air, except for one vent on the passenger side. The lever that opens and closes the vent seems to be working. Mark, do you have any ideas why the air is not coming out of one vent? Thanks for your help. Jay with you in St. George. Awesome. St. George, Utah. Well, let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right down there in St. George, Utah. Good to have you folks along. Thank you. KZNU, AM 1450, and also FM 93.1 right there in Lufkin and Enterprise, Washington, St. George, Utah, and all you folks around in those towns and around the towns. Thank you. Appreciate it. Listening to us on your favorite radio station, KZNU, AM 1450 and FM 93.1. Jay, thanks for bringing us down to St. George. I bet you folks are a little bit warm. Absolutely, but we're going to get your air-conditioned vent blowing good. First thing I want you to do, I do have some ideas, and thanks for asking. I want you to get the brightest flashlight you can possibly get, and we're going to look in that vent. You just look through and inside that vent. Here's what I'm thinking is going on, is that just have fun, why not? Somebody stuffed a rag down in the vent. No, I'm just kidding. You really can't because they have it's like a jail. The poor air conditioning is in jail because all the vents are like jail bars, right? Yeah. I know. Make sure that, like you said, that lever, a lot of the levers are roll wheels. The roll wheel opens the vent and closes the vent. Jay, thanks for mentioning that it feels like it's working. But if you take a flashlight and then look in the vent and roll the wheel that up and down, or take the lever, however you want to say it, and go from left to right, however the lever is there, move it to see if it you can see it inside. It's right there. See if it is actually opening. If it's not opening, grab yourself a wood pencil. Do not drop it down the vent hole. But if it's closed and you're moving the roll wheel or the lever, take this pencil and push that little plastic vent open, and you'll have air coming out now. See, it's all plastic. It's broke. Okay, that's one idea. Now, another idea, now I know you're saying, wait a minute, Mark, it's broke, so how do I fix it? Well, the little jail vents you have there, the little jail bars called plastic vents, that piece right there just pops out of the dash. Literally, Jay, it just pops out. And a better way of saying it is that if you just squeeze on the right and left side to that rectangular-shaped vent, or if it's round, left and right side, just kind of push it in a little bit and then pull right out. It's going to be stubborn on you, but that'll pull right out. It's only going to pull out about an inch and a half, 2 inches. And that would be the male end that goes into the female end inside that dash. But that, I believe, is what's going on. Now, some of the older cars have, it's all plastic ducking that goes down into the underneath the glove box area too, Jay. We have to make sure that someone didn't, you know, sit in the passenger seat and accidentally have a foot that went up with a big foot like mine, and my toe come up and knock the plastic vent off the air conditioning heater control box underneath the glove box. You could have actually a vent tube not connected right there too. That's the first thing I'd look at. Of course, you're going to have to go to the chiropractor, because once you get down underneath the passenger seat and turn around and flip yourself, your head up and your thing up, you're looking like that, I'm still looking up like that, and the thing is off. Make sure you have a nice bright flashlight. But I'm going to tell you an Auto World tip, Jay, along, this goes out to everyone. Go get a big, huge handheld mirror. You'll find them. Yeah, that's right, Jay. I'm going to have you go into Ulta. Is that what it's called? The place where all the girls that listen to the show, the females, the wives, the honeys, you know, all our significant others, they go in there and buy these mirrors to do their hair. That's all you need is a regular mirror on a handheld stick. They're plastic. They're cheap. You need one, period. That way you can just put the mirror up underneath the glove box area with a flashlight and look in the mirror and look up. You never have to throw your back out, your neck out, etc. And you'll see that the tube is off the air conditioning heater control box. That's what's going on. Let me know, Jay. I love follow-ups. I really do. Let's get the... And by the way, folks, if you do close off your vents, like, hey, I'm not sitting over there on the passenger side. I'm the only person sitting in the car. I only want the driver's side vent pointing to me to the left of the steering wheel, and I want the other one to the right of the steering wheel pointing at me. If you close off the vents, you're going to cause your air conditioning to work overtime. That's not good. Open up the vents. Get the whole entire creature comfort control cabin that you're in completely cooled off. I do not want you calling me with air conditioner problems because you closed the vents off. So open up the vents, your air conditioner will work better, and you'll have a good, good, nice, cool life. We want to turn summer into wintertime for you, okay? Okay. Thanks, Jay. Hey, appreciate it. Listen to us on KZNU AM 1450 and FM 93.1 right there in St. George, Utah. Thanks, Jay. Send me back. Send me an address so I can send you a little gift bag. They are getting out, so be patient. Thanks, folks. Appreciate that. And that email address, I need your address of some sort there, Jay, and that it would be autoworldradio@yahoo.com is mine. Just send the address back to me, and we'll get that shipped out to you. That's how you do it, folks. Thank you, Jay. We can keep him nice and cool and get all the vents open. And another thing I see a lot of, too, is that I've had over the years, 47-plus, as a lot of people say, I've got a noise that's up in the dash area. And what we do is we find that by using those mirrors, folks, I've tried before. I looked through the windshield, but a lot of us put, for some reason, pencils, pens, and paper up on the dash. We pull over, we stop, we, you know, for some reason. But just because I see a lot of pencils down into the defrost vents there, up on the dash. Those are defrost vents, and no air conditioning comes out of those. It's just exclusively for defrost. So I see pencils and pens, and we're trying to get those out by sneaking in our magnets on a stick and everything. Well, a pencil does not stick. It's not, there's no metal on it. So be careful what you're putting up on the dash. That does block vents. That slows up your defroster in the winter, too. So, coming up on the third hour of Auto World, folks, you will receive $1,000 bonus check for building your own. That's right. This manufacturer is going to be paying you $1,000 to build your own. And yes, they have dropped the price of this model. Did you hear about it this week? We're going to talk about that on the third hour, along with more trivia, convertible top trivia coming your way. And the air conditioner I'm going to share with you. In fact, we might be able to do that right now. Yes, on our Facebook page, Mark Evans, you will see a picture of an Oldsmobile up there. And I said, air conditioning. What year is that Oldsmobile? It's a 1904. And I do want to say thanks for checking that out. We do have a lot of comments on that. Skip gets us and says, oh, yes, the curved dash Oldsmobiles were a fine design, a great car. Thanks, Skip, for making a comment and coming in to Facebook with us. That's an Oldsmobile. It is. Literally, a car that, well, it's a 1904 Oldsmobile. Model 6C is the model of it. Curved dash unit. And, again, it's one of the very first Oldsmobiles out there. And that car did and was on bringatrailer.com. Bringatrailer.com, and it did sell. Check out the horn on it. Folks, thanks for joining me. Drive safe. Motor on. See you next hour.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, kids.
Production.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.